This is Senator Bob Dole. I'm starting to wonder if Ted Kennedy actually reads legislation before he votes on it. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, every time I think you can't surprise me anymore, you come up with a whopper. About 3 weeks ago, the Senate voted on a resolution which said two things, very clearly and very simply. One, we should provide proper security for Secretary Shultz before his trip to Moscow. And two, if we couldn't, we should ask the Soviets to hold the meeting at some other place. That's all the resolution said, and 34 Democrats voted for it, along with a vast majority of Republicans. But you, Ted, you voted against it. Now, I know you're deathly afraid of offending Mr. Gorbachev, no matter how many spies he sneaks into our embassy. But can't you even vote for the proposition that we should have secure facilities in our embassy in Moscow, Ted?
Cut it out, Bob. That vote was a disgraceful last-ditch maneuver by the right wing to block nuclear arms control and derailed George Shultz's trip to Moscow. And no amount of backpedaling now by you can disguise the purpose of the vote. In fact, Bob, you were part of the attack. You used your position as Republican leader to muscle the amendment through the Senate and embarrass the President and the Secretary of State on the eve of his negotiations with the Kremlin. Fortunately, President Reagan saw through your tactic and held his ground. George Shultz told you to stick the vote in your ear, then went off to Moscow for a successful visit. Incidentally, Bob, George Shultz had no trouble with secure communications from Moscow. He knew it was possible all along, which was why the White House saw right through to the real purpose of your sneak attack. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the administration's cutback in medical research. They're not just wrong, they're illegal. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.